Good morning, church. How are you feeling today? I tell you something, just hearing the teens share about the teens retreat, man, it just made me feel as if I was there. Honestly. And I think, you know, the future of the church is in good hands, where we have teenagers that can actually share with passion and with conviction what God is doing in their lives. Really, really awesome. Before I go into today's message, I have a card here to read to all of you. You might be aware of a situation early last week. Our sister, Helena Yeboah, was taken to hospital. And we weren't sure whether she had a mini stroke, whether it was trapped nerves, but God worked in that situation. She was released. She came out of hospital, and I think it was Thursday, and she's doing fine. But she thought she would send a card to the church, and she asked me to read this to you. To all my brothers and sisters, it gives me a great pleasure to thank you all for the prayers that has gone into our situation. Special thanks to all of you, all those who have contacted me, either by visitation, voicemail, text, speaking to me personally, and the support that you have given to my family. God bless you all. This shows me that we are truly a family. I am healing and by God's grace. What Satan wanted to use to destroy me is now turning to be a victory in Christ. Thank you all. May God continue to bless all of us as we do His work, and as we are His ambassadors, that He will continue to use us in Jesus' name. Amen. I think when someone is hurting, the whole church hurts. And when someone is rejoicing, we all rejoice as well. We thank God for giving our sister victory. You might also be aware, as Roger said, that the football season has started. And there's a particular team that's on top of the tree right now. Well, shall I mention the name of the team? Well, you know, let's hope pride doesn't go before fall. Well, I have three points in my message today. The first one, it was received well. Well, I don't know whether that went down well. Chris said that you say that about Liverpool, that it was received well. Yes. Was it received well? Yes. That we are on top of the tree? Yes. Amen. You know, this morning, I believe God is with us. I was tempted to change the title of my sermon because of what the teens shared, but God has a way of making things to connect. The title of my message is Finish the Year Strong. You might just be aware that later on this week, we will enter the last quarter of 2011. It's September. And you might be wondering, how has this year gone for me? What's really been happening? And what do I have to do during the rest of the months of this year? You know, to finish this year strong, I believe we need to connect with God. Because what it is shared about being connected with God, I think is important. It's not just for the teens, it's for every single one of us. And I'm actually going to look out for the tape of that retreat and listen to it myself, because I think there's a lot in there that I need to take on board. You know, it would be good for all of us to aim to finish this year strong. And for us to finish this year strong, what I mean by that is, we need to be in a better place than we are right now. Wherever you've been coming from January up until now, if God has been doing awesome things in your life, let's make the last quarter even more awesome. If the first three quarters of the year has been really challenging for you personally, let's make the last quarter of the year a victorious one for our God. You know, the Bible often likens or compares the Christian life to a race. And for those of you who are interested in track and field, the world championship has started. Usain Bolt has qualified. The British boys 100 meters have qualified for to the next round. But sadly, Christian Ohorogu got disqualified. She's first started. Let's feel sorry for Christine. You know, the Christian life is often compared to a race. Similarly, for us, not just about the world championship, we need to be able to look at our lives and understand that we are in a race. It's not about winning the prize, it's about running this race well, understanding that there will be obstacles in the way. The Christian life is not full of beds of roses. There will be challenges on the way. But you know what? When the challenging time comes, that is God actually putting us in a classroom where we can learn certain things about our personal lives. And once we overcome what God is teaching us at that time, then we grow. As a young Christian, I didn't understand that concept. When challenges came my way as a young Christian, I felt like ducking. You know, let me just hide. Let it go past me. Then the guy that was discipling me said, no. You got to confront it head on. Understanding that this is God's opportunity for you to grow. But we know that in athletics, you have to train really hard to perform at a certain level. That will be clips used today. And I hope it goes down well. It's my first, but I'm sure it will be well received. But really, how has the year gone for you personally? Just take a moment to think about that. How has it gone for you personally? What are the things that you set out to achieve at the beginning of the year that perhaps you have not been able to overcome? Perhaps you put time limit on it. By this time I will have done this. By that time I will have done that. I will have done this, done that. And they haven't been achieved yet. I hope the message today will give you the courage that you need, that you will not feel despondent, that you will grow as a result of what God has laid on my heart today. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Peter. Personally, I've been thinking about what is it that I really want to finish this year with. I've been thinking about a lot of stuff, but the top one really is acquiring godly qualities. In my family group, we've been talking about, you know, how we're going to finish the year strong. Last Thursday, we looked at Daniel. Look at some qualities about Daniel. You know, personally, I've been looking at guys like Joseph. I made a list of the guys that I admire in the scriptures, looking at their lives and saying, what is it that made these guys different from the people around them? And I've been saying, praying that God help me, you know, to grow in this area. In 2 Peter chapter 1, I'll take it from verse 3. The Bible reads, says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. God called us by His own glory and goodness. And the Bible says He has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. He has provided all that we need. We shouldn't be lacking anything. If someone provides all that you need and you are not taking hold of it, whose fault is it? You know, as disciples of Christ, as His children, we recognize Him as our Father, our friend, our Savior. The Bible is saying He's giving us everything we need for life and godliness. Are we really tapping into that? Because it's available to all. And if you are visiting with us today and, you know, the same question goes to you. Are you tapping into what God has provided for you? God wants to give you life to the full. He wants to provide everything that you need for life and godliness. My prayer is that every single one of us will tap into that and make the most of it. So through this, he has given us his great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature that escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter here is saying that we should not just possess them. He's asking us to possess them in increasing measure, so that we will be effective and productive in our knowledge of God. Do you want to live a productive life? I need you to join me here. If I ask questions, please help by answering. Do you want to live a productive life?
Yes.
How are we going to achieve that if we are not engrossed in the Word of God? If we are not taking to heart the things that God is laying on our hearts? You know, when you want to give a dog a bath, it's difficult, isn't it? The water just bounces off. To live effective life, we should not allow the Word of God to bounce off our hearts. It has to penetrate. It has to get in there and do His work, so that we can be mature and change people for Christ. And I believe with all my heart that if we take these things to heart, the last quarter of this year will be amazing for every single one of us. To now be able to acquire all these qualities, I believe requires training. But I can run in 100 meters in 10 point, whatever. I'll probably do it in 12, 13 or whatever. But it takes training. And Paul, writing to the young Timothy, he told him, you know, he says we need to train ourselves to be godly. Godliness doesn't just happen like that. It takes training. And that is the thing. When you train, it causes you pain. And when the pain comes upon us, we want to hide from it. That's actually when your muscles are getting stronger. If you can endure it, persevere, then you become stronger. To finish this year strong, I think we need to train ourselves spiritually. And there will be pain along the way. Don't duck the pain. Please embrace it and grow as a result of that. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25, you don't need to turn there. The Bible tells us that everyone who competes in games goes into strict training. I believe we have to keep working at changing the things that holds us back, and develop spiritual mindset to overcome them. I think the first clip we are going to watch, it's about a lady. You may know her, you may not know her. But this lady went through adversity. Her career, athletics career, was frequently interrupted, you know, by injuries and illness. At some point in her career, she almost committed suicide because she was so low. She felt, man, I've been working hard all these years. My life is coming to nothing. She almost committed suicide. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Dan Kelly Holmes. Let's watch the clip.
Thank you.
今天跑出的一分五十七秒九八，排到这个项目今天世界第八位。
比赛开始了，
这个项目世界纪录是捷克选手在1983年创造的1分53秒28，奥运会纪录是前苏联选手创造的1分53秒43。上高把扭弯道选手就可以抢到底道了。3308号是美国选手迈尔斯·克拉克。
In the last 300 meters of the race, that was when she actually took off. From the beginning, she was at the back. She was nowhere to be seen. She was not even in a medal position at all. But because she was determined, she had to dig deep to overcome psychological barrier to ensure that she positioned herself in a way that she will win that race. 800 meters was not her favorite event. If she could do that, how about us? Spiritually. What adversities do we think are holding us back? What is it? To finish this year strong, brothers and sisters and friends visiting today, I believe we need to make some radical and massive changes in our lives. The amazing thing is, when you decide to actually do what is right, our greatest adversary, Satan, will twist God's scriptures. He will be there. That's what the Bible tells us. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. I have another clip. It will be the third clip this time. And this is about a lady, if you are into athletics. This was Los Angeles Olympics Games in 1984, 3,000 meters. She was known and famous for running barefoot. I have given it away, haven't I? During the race, she appeared to have tangled with the favorite. This was the favorite, the person that was leading the world at the time. Let's see what happened, and I will share some thoughts after that.
Only chance for the gold medal was to be far enough in front to hold off the finishing kicks of Mary Deckard and Marichika Puika. With 1,400 meters left in the race, Zola Budd inches ahead. Behind her, Mary Deckard and Wendy Sly. Marichika Puika is in fourth place.
The leader at 2 kilometers is Bug of Great Britain. Intermediate time shown on scoreboard B.
Into the stretch, Bud and Decker make contact. Pika moves between Wendy Sly and Zola Bud to take the lead. Decker makes an attempt to get back into the race.
Well, Satan is always looking to trip us up. And we need to be aware, we need to be prepared. In that race, the favorite got too close to Zola Bud, and as a result, she got tripped. And she was out of the race. And Zola became discouraged. Obviously, he was in the States, knocking out an American, you know, favorite. Man, the crowd were not sympathetic at all. They really gave it to her. And she just had to, you know, kind of slow down. She came seventh in that race. But the point here is, if we get close to Satan, he is going to trip us. And we need to be as far away from him as possible. And some of us are toying with Satan. We're entertaining him. We're inviting him to dinner. I want to ask you today to examine your personal life. Forget what is happening around you. When you are on your own, that is a test of who a true disciple is. Not when we are in the fellowship. It's easy to get excited and happy because there are so many of us that are excited and full of the Spirit. So it's easy. But what about when you are on your own? What are you cooking up? Well, I'm an African, so I got to use African, you know, terminology. We cook up things, you know. We need to be aware that our enemy, the devil, is prowling around looking for someone to devour. Well, how are we going to overcome him? That's the great thing about the Word of God. We have questions, the answers are right here. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. From verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents. Let's stop there. Shall we go home now? Yeah. And the parents are really excited about that. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first command, with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Do we all hear that as fathers? Well, somebody is saying yes, daddy. And I'm sure the parents, all the kids are saying the same. Did you hear that, daddy? Instead, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with security of the heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord and not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is a slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally, here is the answer to overcome Satan. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Brothers and sisters, to overcome Satan, we have to be fully armed. If we miss out on one of those and we go to war, we will be dogmate. You cannot see a Roman soldier not fully prepared to go to war. And we know the kind of war that we face every day against Satan. And this day and age, even come into your own living room. Internet. Man. Is there. Right in front of you. Even your television. Some adverts, man. They could mess you up. You go out on the street. Summertime. And you see the way some ladies dress. It could mess your mind up as a man. And I hope none of our sisters is dressing like they dress in the world. That we all need to dress modestly. Without showing no cleavage. Nothing at all. Absolutely. We need to be different. And as men, where are we? What are we really thinking about? Are we fully devoted, for those of us that are married, are we fully devoted to our spouse? Loving them the way Christ commands us to love them. Making them radiant. Presenting them, what's the word? Radiant to God. When you are full of passion, man, you know. But the thing is, we cannot do any of those things if we are not connected with our God. You know, Shiva shared last week, and I really, if you didn't hear Shiva's message last week, please listen to it. London is burning. Is your faith on fire? I think it's something for us all to consider. To finish this year strong, our faith needs to be on fire. We need to put on the full armor of God. We need to go out there with confidence that comes from God. We need to fight to defeat Satan. That's the only way. And the way if we are not in our Bibles, it's going to be difficult. Do we share from the scriptures, or do we just share our opinion when we are in discipline time or meeting, you know, with friends? Our convictions as children of God should come from the word of God. Be on your guard. Do not be complacent. Don't think you are it. Because if you are not careful, Satan will use the most cunningest way to get you to fall into sin. What you least expect is what he is likely to use. And then when you fall into it, you feel guilty. When you can avoid actually falling into it. Use the resources around you. The word of God, friends around you, hearing messages at church, rather than being on our own at home or at work. If your work actually requires you to work on a Sunday, that's fine. But when you are off, you don't have to take additional work. It's your day off. So be at church. Amen? My third point. We need to believe in who we are. Do you sometimes doubt who you are? I know I do. When I'm faithless, I actually doubt my own abilities. And I doubt the things that God can achieve and do through me. But you see, to finish strong, we need to actually believe in who we are, that we are the children of God, that we have His Spirit, that Jesus Christ is interceding on our behalf, is looking out for us. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, you know, that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. And when you are tempted, He will always provide a way out so that you can stand up underneath it. That way out is what I pray that we all will see. The last quick clip is about a young man. Hey, he's my son. This was in Ostrava in the month of July. Under 2300 meters European Championship Finals.
Halten am heutigen Tag oder ob der heftige Regenguss vielleicht doch noch kommt. Momentan sieht es einigermaßen erträglich aus. Aber hier denke ich, dürfte klar sein. Die sehen es an den Fahnen hinten. Es ist heftiger Gegenwind. Alak auf der Bahn 3. Robertson sehr, sehr schnell. Und jetzt kommt der Kollege Alak. Robertson sah wieder sichere Sieger aus. Alak gewinnt. Vor Tumi und vor Robertson. Obwohl ich geglaubt habe, nach 30, 40 Metern, das wird ein Start-Zielsieg von Andrew Robertson. Der wie eine Katze aus dem Startblock sprang. Ganz, ganz starker Start von Andrew Robertson. Geholfen hat es ihm nichts, was die Gold.
Well, what can I say? As you can see, he had a terrible start. The interview he did for UK Athletics, he said, yes, my start was terrible. But I believed I had a top-end speed to win the race. Now, he recognized his weakness, and he also recognized his strength. For us as disciples, do we recognize our weakness? Because if we are not doing anything to counteract our weakness, then we are going to remain as we are. He had self-belief that he had the top-end speed to win that race. And he did. See, the thing is, every single one of us need to look inside of ourselves. This someone might help, and your family group leader might help, but you are the one that has a responsibility to make a difference to how this year will end for you. You know, in terms of how will this year finish for me, I said at the beginning, I'm doing, you know, studies to actually look at godly men and see what I can learn, you know, from their character that I can add to my life. That will help me. What about you after this message? What are you going to be thinking about? Because the thing is, I've done this before, and I pray nobody, you know, in here today walks away and say, well, that was a great message, and then changes nothing. Because wherever the word of God is preached and something resonates with your heart, then you have to do something about it. If you don't do something about it, it's like water up the dog's back. And that doesn't help you. And the amazing thing is, by your refusal to change, you are actually holding other people back. Because people are looking up to you. Whichever way you look at it, we all are heroes and ahead of some people. We have people who are looking up to us. What kind of example are we being, you know, to such people? Put on the full armor of God. Because Satan is watching. If you make a decision to finish this year strong, you got to be aware of his schemes. Some of the things I feel can help us is to do similar studies around the fruits of the Spirit. You know, let's go to Galatians chapter 5. The Bible reads, say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. I'm going to add a few of mine to it. How about hospitality? How about consistency in attending church service? How about being sacrificial? How about allowing the love of Christ to be reflected on other people? How about engaging people in our communities to spread the message of Christ? Making the gospel attractive. How about in our workplaces? When we are on the train, when we are on the buses, we have a song, we take the Lord with us wherever we go. My encouragement and my prayer is for every one of us to make a decision to allow the last quarter of this year to be better than the first three quarters of this year. And to God be the glory. Thank you.